Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Short Stories for Seniors 30, Inspiring True Stories of Ordinary People in History, Whose Inventions Made Everyday Life. Better by Deborah Ezell is a large print nonfiction. So MathString, collection designed for adult readers who want brief, accessible, and meaningful reading. The book gathers 30 true stories about everyday inventions and the people behind them, focusing on how practical ideas quietly changed daily life. Its subject is not famous genius in the abstract, but the social history of ordinary problem solvers whose inventions became part of common experience. The collection is aimed especially at seniors and lifelong learners who value easy-to-read writing, mature themes, and content that feels respectful rather than simplified. By blending history, trivia, and biographical storytelling, the book offers both entertainment and context, helping readers see familiar objects and conveniences as the result of persistence, creativity, and often overlooked effort. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Everyday Inventions as a History of Ordinary Problem Solving. The central structure of the book is built around inventions that readers already know from daily life, which makes the history immediately recognizable and useful. Rather than focusing on grand scientific breakthroughs alone, the stories trace how practical needs led to solutions that gradually became normal parts of modern routines. That approach gives the book a clear historical purpose. It shows that innovation is often less about dramatic spectacle than about solving specific problems well enough that society adopts the result. By using familiar objects and technologies, the book also makes history feel concrete. Readers can connect each story to something they have seen, used, or depended on, which strengthens retention and interest. This method gives the collection a strong educational dimension without making it feel like a textbook. It turns common objects into historical evidence and encourages readers to think more carefully about how convenience, comfort, and safety have been built through small but lasting inventions. Secondly, the book redefines greatness through unsung inventors and quiet contributors. A major theme in the collection is the idea that important change often comes from people who are not widely celebrated. The book repeatedly emphasizes ordinary individuals whose ideas improved life for many others, which shifts attention away from fame and toward usefulness. This perspective matters because it broadens the definition of historical significance. Instead of assuming that only famous scientists or public leaders shaped the world, the book shows that a farmer, a teacher, a worker, or another seemingly unremarkable person can leave a lasting mark through invention. That framing gives the story's moral and intellectual weight. It also invites readers to value creativity in everyday settings rather than reserving admiration for elite achievement. For senior readers in particular, this emphasis can feel validating, because it suggests that meaningful contribution does not disappear with age or lack of status. The book, therefore, functions not only as a history collection, but also as a quiet argument about how social progress is actually made. Thirdly, large print storytelling designed for comfortable senior reading. The format is an important part of the book's identity, not just a packaging detail. It is presented as large print, easy-to-read nonfiction, which signals that accessibility is part of the reading experience the author intended. That choice matters because many books marketed to older adults either oversimplify content or use a tone that feels condescending. This collection seems to avoid that problem by pairing readability with mature subject matter. The short story structure also supports the intended audience, since it allows readers to complete one piece at a time without losing continuity. That makes the book suitable for casual reading, bedtime reading, or readers who prefer shorter sessions. The emphasis on comfort and clarity suggests an awareness that the audience wants both ease and substance. In practical terms, this format lowers barriers to reading while preserving enough informational depth to remain satisfying. As a result, the book stands out as a product designed around reader experience rather than just topic selection. Fourthly, a mix of nostalgia, usefulness, and historical curiosity, the selection of inventions appears to balance emotional familiarity with practical importance. Stories about items such as crayons, a recreational toy, a board game, or household technologies can spark nostalgia, while stories about bandages, dishwashers, traffic systems, refrigeration, and insulation emphasize everyday usefulness. This mix gives the book a layered appeal. Nostalgic inventions create an immediate personal connection, while utility-driven inventions show how civilization is shaped by small improvements that often go unnoticed. That combination strengthens the book's pacing because it moves between light, familiar examples, and more essential ones. It also helps readers see that history is not limited to wars, presidents, or major disasters. It is embedded in the objects and systems people rely on every day. The book's appeal to trivia and fun facts likely reinforces that effect, offering readers facts that are memorable without being trivial. In this way, the collection serves both as entertainment and as an accessible introduction to the hidden history of common life. Lastly, a gentle lesson about innovation, persistence, and public benefit, beyond the individual stories, the book communicates a broader lesson about how innovation works in real life. The people behind these inventions are presented as persistent, practical thinkers whose ideas became valuable because they helped others. That creates an implicit model of progress. Useful change often begins with observation, trial, and a willingness to solve an immediate need. The collection also suggests that invention is rarely only about personal success. Its real measure is how widely it improves conditions for other people. This makes the book intellectually relevant for readers who are interested in the social side of technology and history. It is not a technical manual, and it does not appear to argue from theory. Instead, it uses narrative to make a general case for appreciating incremental improvement. For readers, the value lies in seeing how human creativity can be modest in origin, yet enormous in effect. That is what gives the book its lasting educational appeal and helps distinguish it from simpler nostalgia collections. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to seniors, older adults, and general readers who enjoy short nonfiction pieces that are easy to follow but still thoughtful. It is also a strong fit for lifelong learners who like history told through everyday objects rather than through famous political or military events. The practical benefit of the collection is that it turns familiar inventions into memorable examples of human ingenuity, making readers more aware of the hidden stories behind ordinary conveniences. The intellectual benefit is that it encourages a broader understanding of historical change, showing that progress often comes from overlooked people with useful ideas rather than from celebrated figures alone. Compared with many other books for seniors, this one stands out because it combines accessibility with genuine substance. It is not simply nostalgic, and it is not written in a patronizing tone. Instead, it offers a respectful, large print reading experience built around real historical curiosity, useful context, and concise storytelling. That combination makes it distinctive within the category of inspirational nonfiction for older readers. If you would like to support Deborah Ezel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.